Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today, it's the Oakland Art Jeweler tip line, and I'm getting some tips. I've already shared mine with a package that has a little notch in it that you tear. If you tear it away from you instead of toward you, it'll work perfectly. At least it does for me. Or you can turn the package away from you and then pull it toward you. See what happens. And I'm getting some more tips I'll share after the news. Right now, we're joined by Martha Kegel, president and director, president, executive director. I'll get it out. Martha, I'm sorry. Martha
Executive
Kegel, president,
director.
President and CEO of Jefferson. What the hell am I doing here? Help me out.
Tell okay, me I am the executive director of Unity of Greater New Orleans. We're a nonprofit that leads a collaborative of organizations working together to end homelessness by providing housing and services.
Might be time to clean my glasses because I'm reading like five different lines at the same time. All right, let's talk about what's going on in the legislature and what it is that has made its way through a committee, I guess, about homelessness and encampments, et cetera.
Yeah, so unfortunately, we're seeing a bunch of bills being introduced this session to criminalize homelessness. And the first of them passed a Senate committee on Tuesday. It's Senate Bill 196, and it's expected to go to a vote of the full Senate next week. And it really, it's criminalizing homelessness. It accomplishes absolutely nothing positive. It's costing the taxpayers a lot of money. It's cruelty toward the poor. And it omits the reason why there is so much homelessness, which is because housing is unaffordable. In New Orleans, for example, a quarter of our population is below the poverty line, and minimum wage is $7.25 an hour, which hasn't changed in more than a decade. And the fair market rent right now for a one-bedroom apartment is $1,236 a month. There is no way that a person making minimum wage, which many people do, or $8 an hour, which many people do, or even $10 an hour or $15 an hour could afford a one-bedroom apartment. So people are becoming homeless every day who are our neighbors and friends and family members who were not homeless the night before. And, you know, we need to do something about that, not wasting money throwing people in jail. And this bill actually would make homelessness a felony.
So I looked it up, and on average, it costs about, and look, forget the moral part of this, forget the constitutional part of this, forget all of that.
Right.
I'm just looking at the bottom line here. It costs about $25,000 a year to house a prisoner. So I think what people need to remember is if this happens, you would be taking people off of the street and, in essence, housing them in prison at the cost of $25,000 per person. Just bottom line financially, correct?
And that's just the jail time. That's not counting the police time, distracting the police from actually, dealing with violent crime, which is what should be the priority. It's not counting the cost to the court system. That's just counting the jail time. So it is just a terrible waste of taxpayer money, and it's cruelty toward the poor, which is why the Louisiana bishops have joined together to oppose these bills, and so has the Louisiana Interchurch Conference, which represents, you know, all of the denominations. It's really a violation of everything, every religious tradition. I mean, Jesus said, whatever ye do to the least of these, my brethren, you do it unto me. All the faith traditions, all ethical traditions call for taking care of the vulnerable, taking care of the poor. And so these bills really violate everything that we're supposed to stand for.
So let me quote from a story here by Sophie Kasico from NOLA.com. Under Senate Bill 196, authored by State Senator Robert Owen, Republican from Slidell, camping on public property would be a felony on the second conviction. Says it would the bill would also allow judges to create court programs dedicated to homelessness cases, which could aim to put defendants through drug and mental health programs instead of sending them to prison. The bill, they say, was intended to address mental illness and drug addiction among homeless people. We put a lot of these people in housing, but because of these problems, mental illness, drug addiction, a lot of times they don't want to stay in these places because there's rules.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And they're right, not in the right state of mind to follow any kinds of rules. But critics are saying that there's no funding for additional mental health or drug treatment programs. So it seems, and also, once you have a criminal conviction, it might be harder to get off the streets and get into a job. You can address all of that when we come back and talk about the numbers and what actual statistics show, because it's one thing to see homeless people and to presume one thing, but for somebody like Martha Cagle that deals with it every day, it's something different. Executive Director of Unity of Greater New Orleans will continue the conversation when we come back. 7:21 now, traffic, WWL. 7:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Martha Cagle, Executive Director of Unity of Greater New Orleans, talking about this SB 196 that's making its way through the legislature that would make camping on public property a felony on the second conviction. And some of the things that they said, just to recap for the audience, Martha, before I turn it over to you, a lot of these people in housing, but because of these problems, mental illness, drug addiction, a lot of times they don't want to stay in these places because there's rules and they're not in the right state of mind to follow any rules. Is that the truth or not from what you've seen, et cetera?
Well, it completely omits the fact that the primary cause of rising homelessness is the shortage of affordable rental housing. And you can just Google Bipartisan Policy Center, which is a very respected national policy center, which is both Republican and Democrat, and they're looking at the research. And overwhelmingly, all the research shows that the major cause of homelessness, of high rates of homelessness in one city compared to another, is the degree to which there's a shortage of affordable rental housing. As I explained, you know, we have that problem very severely in Louisiana, particularly in the New Orleans area, where a one-bedroom apartment is $1,236 a month, and a lot of people are making $7.25 an hour minimum wage, or maybe $8, $9, or $10 an hour, cannot afford those kinds of rents. So that's the major problem, and these bills are totally overlooking that. When it comes to who, if there's a shortage of affordable rental housing, as there is here, who is disproportionately affected? Well, yes. Who is disproportionately affected does tend to be people with disabilities. It does tend to be people who encounter discrimination, black people, for example. It does tend to be elderly people. It does tend to be very young families who are very poor. So Disability does play a big factor, especially in terms of who is on the street. And the problem with this bill, as has been pointed out by numerous advocates, is that it doesn't provide any additional funding to actually make psychiatric care more available. It is very hard to access in Louisiana because it's so poorly funded. You might have to wait quite a while for an appointment when you're in crisis. Oftentimes, even if you meet the criteria for being hospitalized, you can't get hospitalized. You might be a danger to yourself or others, and you still can't get hospitalized. And when you are hospitalized, typically you're only hospitalized for 3 days, and that's not enough time to accomplish anything to stabilize your mental health condition. So, you know, this bill is not addressing the actual problem in any way that would actually make things better.
So, in your opinion, if this passes as it stands now, what would the consequences be and what would it look like?
The consequences would be that the taxpayers would be paying a whole lot of money to criminalize homelessness, to divert police away from dealing with violent crime instead making them spend their time arresting homeless people. Nothing would be accomplished by throwing them in jail. They would return to the streets in a worse position than they were before they got in jail because a lot of people have jobs. They would have lost their jobs. A lot of people will lose their ID when they're in jail. A lot of people will lose contact with their case managers who are trying to help them get into housing and get into mental health treatment and substance use treatment. And nothing will have been accomplished except raiding the taxpayers' pocketbook.
One other thought I had I wanted to ask you about is percentage of veterans that comprise the homeless. Do you have a percentage of that, or what percentage of veterans are homeless, or what percentage of the homeless are veterans?
You know, we're doing a really good job. We're considered, you know, a national leader in this in terms of prioritizing veterans. And, you know, there are specific resources for veterans that are much more generously funded than for other populations. We still have some veterans who are homeless, but we do a really good job of getting them housed as quickly as possible. When a veteran refuses housing, and sometimes that does happen, you know, then we continue to work with them and try to persuade them to accept housing. But we do have a problem in that it's very difficult for those relatively few people who really need hospitalization, or they even need something called assisted outpatient treatment, where they are medicated. There's not enough resources for those things. So even the people who need, you know, the more dramatic solutions like hospitalization or assisted outpatient treatment can't get access to that. And people who voluntarily want to be treated can't get access to those things when they need them.
Thank you, Martha. Appreciate your time. Martha Cagle, Executive Director, Unity of Greater New Orleans. And things have consequences one way or the other. 7:30, take a break, come back. Time now, WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.